York Region is no longer considering 14,452 Yonge Street in Aurora for transitional and emergency housing, according to Lisa Gonsalves, Commissioner for Community and Health Services. The update comes after several Aurora councillors voiced their frustrations over the search for a location for a men's transitional shelter in town, after Aurora Council voted down the region's proposal for one in February, but later directed staff to identify three potential viable sites for alternative housing in Aurora, and report back to council before the end of 2024, according to a staff report. "We sit here almost a year later, and yet we still don't have a place that we've identified," said Councillor Rachel Gilliland during a council meeting on Tuesday, December 10. "I am rather disappointed that we don't have anything to present to the public, especially as Aurora, to do our part." Town staff provided an update on the search for alternative sites after Councillor John Gallo asked for a report during Council's Committee of the Whole meeting on December 2. Earlier this month, Gallo said he regretted voting against the proposal. "It's highly disturbing that it was like pulling teeth for me to put this on a public agenda," said Gallo during Tuesday's meeting, adding he thought the region would reconsider 14,452 Yonge Street if Aurora Council voted to change its mind. The hotly debated shelter project has divided opinions since it was voted down 4-3 in February, with opinions again divided during Tuesday's council meeting. Some residents spoke in favor of establishing a shelter, including Len Bulmer, a member of the housing advocacy group Aurora Cares, Housing for All. "How many more winters do we have to wait? I'm asking all of you," said Bulmer during the meeting. Other residents were less convinced. Aurora resident Roy Cohen suggested setting up a smaller shelter or a form of temporary housing in every ward in Aurora, so everybody shares the experience and solutions. Another resident, Harbinder Thandi, said he thought the focus should move away from the previous proposal for a men's transitional shelter at 14,452 Yonge Street, and to finding something that actually works. During the meeting, both Doug Naderozny, the town's chief administrative officer, and Aurora Mayor Tom Marakas said they heard from the region that 14,452 Yonge was no longer under consideration. Naderozny added, "There are no sites that the region has considered to be viable at this point." Marakas said 14,452 Yonge has undergone work as part of the Henderson Sewage Pumping Station site plan from 2021, which saw tree planting and a new trailhead parking lot built. Gonsalves later confirmed the region was no longer considering 14,452 Yonge Street transitional and emergency housing, in an email statement to Aurora Today. Gonsalves noted that Regional Council approved its 2024-2027 Homelessness Service System Plan and Rapid Deployment Actions in June, which outlines various goals. These include expanding support programs and increasing capacity in the emergency and transitional housing system. "Identifying sites for new emergency and transitional housing is a priority, and the region is reviewing site options across all 9 local municipalities in the region," added Gonsalves. "The current review of region-owned properties is aimed at identifying site options as we work to build 2 new emergency and transitional housing developments," she added. "Ongoing partnerships with local municipalities are critical in identifying new emergency and transitional housing development sites." Gonsalves added the region would be providing an update to Regional Council on the review in the future. Speaking during Tuesday's meeting, Marakas said that homelessness is a region-wide problem. "It needs to be solved region-wide," he said. "It needs all 9 municipalities working together. Are we all disappointed that it's going to take a long time and has to go through a consultant? Absolutely," added Marakas, "but unfortunately that's the process that they're going to go through."